Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to see you. I'm coming to you from the Aviara Hotel here, and I think we're in Carlsbad, California. Just got back from our Millionaire Mastermind event and had so much fun with you guys. We'll see if anyone here shows up from the Mastermind. You're probably sick of me. I wouldn't blame them if they were, but really, really, really enjoyed getting to take you guys to or help you guys walk through the next level. Honored to serve you guys. So super excited. Today, we're going to talk about what you need to do to make sure your cleaning company actually hits its goals. So many times we kind of get into this cleaning company with a huge idea of we're gonna create value for people. We're gonna get freedom of our time and of our money, all this good stuff. And then we wake up days or weeks or months or sadly years later, and we're a slave to this thing, right? We're working all the time. We're not making the money that we want. We're not creating the impact that we wanted. We're not serving the way we want. We're not we're a slave to it as opposed to it being a slave to us. And I hate seeing that. And we actually, in the Millionaire Mastermind event, we spent a half a day together getting clarity on exactly where they want to be and what kind of goals they have. And I want to do that same thing. We're going to condense it down quite a bit today with everybody here on this this deal. So this will be kind of fun to do a live kind of goal setting and creating a plan to get you where you want to go. So the big issue that we need to get, if you're like, why is this important? And, you know, just tell me how to get leads or something like that, is the reality is if you're not crystal clear as the leader, as the visionary in your business on what's important and exactly how you want your business to serve you and your family and your community and your employees. If you're not crystal clear on that, you don't have a plan to get there. First of all, that's your first and only job as a leader and as a visionary, to know exactly where you're going and have a plan to get you there. So if you don't have that, it's going to cost you your time. It's going to cost your money. It's going to cost your freedom. Most importantly, by far, it's going to cost you impact, right? I believe firmly that as business owners, we were put on this earth to do very specific things. And if you're part of this family or Cleaning Nation family, you are here because you were meant to impact your community by hiring people and providing jobs and opportunities, for helping your customers get time, freedom, and allow them to live the life they were supposed to do, to make money for your family. I'm actually training myself. I'm constantly investing in training to get better for you guys. And I heard a woman say something I'd never heard before. She said, I didn't come from a rich family, but I'm going to make sure my kids do. And I thought that was awesome. So if we don't have a plan to get you there, a lot of this is just never going to materialize. Your business is the natural state of things is chaos. Your business is going to naturally creep towards chaos and things not working the way that you want. And if you don't have a plan, the world does have a plan for your business, and it's almost never the plan that you want. Hey, TJ, good to have you. Efren, Brandy, Cosmos, glad. Oh, first timer in Cosmos, glad to have you, buddy. All right. Yeah, TJ says it'll cost your sanity. Abso-frickin-lutely. So let's do, if we can, a little condensed version of what we do with our MM group or our Millionaire Mastermind group this weekend, and see if we can help you get clarity on exactly where you want to be and create a plan to get you there. Because it is so, so, so important. As business owners, a lot of times when we're doing, you know, 10 grand a month, we'll see guys doing 20 or 30 grand a month and go, wow, if I was just there, I would be happier. I'd be rich. Or I'd be financially free. But the problem is I've got guys at those levels and they want to do 50 grand a month. And the guys doing a million a year want to do two. And the guys doing two want to do four. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with growth. But when we don't tie it to a specific result of, I'm going to be able to put my kid in this college, I'm going to be able to give at this level, I'm going to be able to spend time with whom I want, where I want, and really put a cost to that lifestyle, We can get into this trap of just growing, 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 and not even making money or having the time freedom. I've coached folks that have multi-million dollar businesses and they're broke both in time and money. And it's one of the saddest things to see. So I want to make sure wherever you're at, and a lot of people think, oh, I'm just too little, I'm just starting. This is exactly the time that you want to have your plan of where you want to go, or a clarity on where you want to go and a plan to get there. And for the folks that are like, oh, I'm big, this is too big for me, unless you are crystal, crystal clear on where you are now and where you want to be and have a plan to get there, you're spinning your tires. So here, let's just do that. So first and foremost, we want to make your goal. And again, here's the big thing. So a lot of you have a goal for, I want to be at $1 million, or I want to be $500,000, whatever the case is. So not together, we're not gonna have time to do this together, but I want you guys, it's so important for you to tie that to a life. So we talked about this weekend with my Millionaire Mastermind folks that your life making $300,000 a year in the United States is not that much different or any different sometimes than making $600,000, right? Because, you know, once we kind of have I drive the car that I want, I live in the home that I want, it's safe, my kids go to school that I want, we vacation as often as we want, wherever we want. Beyond that, we really kind of move to impact, and that's great, but we want to just make sure that we don't think that we're just going to be money or happy if we have this money or this big business. Or a lot of times people think, if I just had $1 million business, I'd be happy, or I'd be quote unquote rich. The reality is lots of people have $1 million business and they're not rich. So we want to make sure that we're crystal clear, not just on this, oh, if I had this big of a business, I would be wealthy, so much as this is the amount of income and I want time and money freedom I want this business to give me. And then we're going to reverse engineer and create the business to give you that time and money freedom, as opposed to just, if I had $1 million, if I had a $5 million, if I had an $X million business, then I'd be happy. Let's just go, here's the life that I want, and then create the business the size that it needs to be to do that. So the way that we're going to do that is start by what your goal is. So let's just say you are at, call it $100,000 a year, or say you're at $50,000 a year in profit, and you want to be, hey, Jason, good to see you, buddy. We get to hang out with Jason's wife, Kim. He was way too good to come hang out with us, but we had a blast with Kim. And I think Jason's now, I think he's with Dylan Daisy. Anyway, well, I won't bug you guys all with that, but it's good to see your face, Jason. So we want to make sure that we're crystal clear on where we are now and where you want to be. So let's just say you are at $50,000 a year in profit or an income from your business, and you want to be at 100. Typically, if you're running a 20% profit, which is what I coach, to get that extra $50,000 a year in profit, you're going to need $250,000, right? If you're at a 20% net profit, you want to multiply whatever profit you want by 5 times to get the gross sales that you need, right? So if you had another $250,000 in gross sales, and you're making 20% profit, you guys can see $250,000 times 20% is the 50 grand that you want to add to your income. So if we want that, we're going to divide it by 12, right? So if we go, get my fancy calculator at 250 divided by 12, should be just over 20. So we're $21,000 is like 20,800. We're going to round up to 21,000. So we need $21,000 in revenue. So then we're going to figure out what our average customer is worth, right? So, and again, the key is, I want to go back to this because we're going to go through the numbers. I don't want to say fast, but kind of fast. But it's really important you to just randomly pick a goal. Well, I'm at 50 grand a year, so I want to be 100. I'm at $500,000 in revenue, I want to be at 2 million. We want to really pick a goal of, this is how I want my life to be, and this is how much money and time it's going to require to do that. So we're really tying our actions and our activities to an outcome, right? Nobody really wants to be rich. We want to feel the way that we think we'll feel when we're rich. We want to be able to have the freedom that we perceive money will get us. So we want to make sure that we just start with the end amount in the mind with, I want to feel this way. I want to be able to have this freedom of travel, which is going to take this amount of money. So many of us just go, I want to be rich. Once I'm rich, we never define what rich is, and we never get there. So it's really important, instead of just having this random fuzzy goal, you have a clear picture of what you want your life to be and look like, and how much money and time that's going to require. And then we specifically create the business to make that time. So again, right now, if we assume we're at 50,000 now, we want to be at 100,000, that's an extra $50,000 in revenue. It's going to cost $250,000 in sales, right? Which is adding $21,000 a month in clients. So if you're in residential, and let's say your average client's $300 a month, you divide 21,000 by 300, we're looking at 70 new clients, right? So, and again, the cool thing is this gets easier in commercial, because if you're at if you're at, you need $21,000 in revenue and your average client's $2,000, that's only like 10, 11 clients. So we're going to make it hard and go with residential. Obviously fix the numbers based on how, what your average client is, or the average client you're going to add, right? So even if we had that with some of the Millionaire Mastermind folks, even if your average client now is $1,500 or $1,000, to hit your goal, if it's a big goal, you might need to increase your average client value to $2,000 or $3,000 to make it reasonable. So on the commercial side, we can do that. On the residential side, it's kind of tough because you might be able to raise prices and have your average client go from $250 to $300 or get bigger houses, but it's very hard to take your average price on the residential side from $300 to $3,000, if that makes sense, right? So we're gonna make it hard and assume your residential, your average client's $300 a month. If you wanna increase your revenue by $21,000 a month to increase it $250,000 a year to make you an extra $50,000, we need to add 70 people, 70 customers to your current list. So now, because, and people constantly when I'm coaching them or doing a breakthrough session, they'll say, is this reasonable? What's reasonable? And I've almost never found someone's goal unreasonable. It's really the time frame that's unreasonable. So if you need to add 70 clients to your customer list and you want to do it in a month, I'm not the guy to coach you. I don't know if I can help you do that. But in 6 months, that's a big goal, but possible. In 12 months, not that big. In 10 years, it's the easiest thing ever, right? So we want to make sure we put a time on that. So let's just say we want these 70 customers in the next year. Well, first of all, we're going to add some customers, right? Let's say you lose one customer a month, typically. All right, so if over the next year, if we lose one customer a month, we're going to lose 12 customers. So we don't need 70 customers. We need 82 customers. So if we need 82 new customers divided by 12, we need to add 6.8, or let's call it 7 customers per month, right? So that's the trick that you're gonna need to be able to do, is go, now we're gonna create a plan to go from where you're at now to add 7 customers per month. And the way that we do that is we're gonna break it down into leads, bids, and sales, or inquiries, bids, and sales. And how, what that might look like is if you say, well, I have, you know, a third of the time I go out and give an estimate on someone's home, and for the commercial, maybe a little lower, depending on the quality of leads that you get. For the residential, might be higher. You might say, man, if I go out and see them in their home, 80% of the time they sign up, and you're gonna wanna track this and not go by feelings. But let's just say half to make it easy. So if I need to get 7 customers per month, and I know every home I'm in, I'm gonna sign up as a new customer, 1 in every 2, now I know I need to get 14 bids per month, right? Or have one of my employees get 14 bids per month. That's a different story for a different time. We won't talk about that now. And then we're gonna go, okay, well, everybody always thinks, well, I give bids to everybody, but that's not the reality, right? If someone calls for a service you don't offer, or you're outside of your time, you know, I'm in Phoenix and they call and they're in Tucson, or they want commercial and I do residential, or I don't feel like they're a good fit, or they don't have any, there's all sorts of reasons you should be getting people to look into your service that aren't a fit, right? So we got to realize that to do 14 bids, we might need to get 20 or 30 inquiries. So, and again, the best way to know this is to track how many inquiries and bids and sales, and that's part of what we teach in the Clean Profit Method. But you need to track your key data and know, okay, if I need to get, and we're going to walk it all the way back, if I, the life I'm going to live, to have the travel, the time I want, with whom I want, I need $100,000 a year. Now I'm going to go kind of fast because we've done this. I need $100,000 a year. I'm currently making 50, so I need to add another $50,000 a year in profit. That means I need to add $250,000 in sales, which is $21,000 a month. My average client's $300 a month. I need to add 70 clients at $300 to make $21,000 extra a month, to make $250,000 a year, to make $50,000 a year extra to live the life I want. That's the numbers that we're gonna wanna go through on your own deal. The other thing we're gonna wanna look into is, okay, to get these new 8 clients per month, right, over the next 12 years or 12 months, how much time and money is that going to take, right? So if you don't want to spend any money on client attraction, it's possible. You're just going to have to work your tail off. If you don't want to do any work, it's going to be tough. You're going to have to do some work, but you're going to spend more money. So we want to make sure that we are looking at the investment, not just in money, but in time, right? Everyone looks about the money. What is it going to cost? What's it going to cost? And money's fine. It's important. But the reality of the situation is it is much, much more important to have our time. We'll get more money, we'll get less money. That always goes up and down. But the reality of the situation is we're always gonna have less time. So we wanna make sure that we're counting what it's gonna cost us in terms of time and money. So the cool thing is, once you've got this, you can start putting together a plan to get the lead sources that are gonna get you the leads you need, to get the bids you need, to get the customers you need, to get the lifestyle that you need. The good news is, once you get this right, you can have a plan to actually make your business provide the life that you want, as opposed to the other way around. And I'll tell you the reason I'm going into this is I coach people all the time that are slaves to their business. They're working 60, 70, 80, I've seen 100 hours a week. They're broke. Sometimes they're not even making minimum wage, right? They're just not They're having to work so hard and their pay is so sporadic, they can make more money going to work at Walmart. And hopefully that's not you guys, but the reality is, if we don't have a plan, if we don't have some sort of thought process as to how this is going to work, life will take over. Your business will always want more time, more money, give less in return. So will the employees, your customers, and you're not going to get what you want. So it's super, super important. We start with the end in mind. We know what it is we're going to do, and we're committed to that outcome. And there's got to be impact as well, right? So at some point, and this is the good news, once you get over that $200,000 a year, it's all impact, right? Again, you get to the point where, hey, I live in the house that I want to live. I drive the cars that I want to drive. My kids can go to whatever school he can qualify for. I'm able to take the vacations I want. So it gets to be giving and saving and serving and to be able to make impact both within your business with serving employees and hiring people and creating opportunities and without the business, right? Where you can give your time and money to charitable operations and really impact. But none of that is going to happen. It's all put at risk if you don't have a plan for, if you're not crystal clear on where you're at now, where you want to be, and have a really specific plan to get there. So the good news is once you get this right, you can really get your business to behave. And instead of it saying, I demand, I'm going to call, when there's a call at night, you got to pick it up. If a customer wants something, you got to take it. If an employee's not going to show up or going to freak you out, you got to be scared and do whatever the employees need. So we move from that kind of being enslaved to actually taking control and making your business behave. And if you, so that's really the big concept I want to give. And again, I think we spent 3 or 4 hours on the Millionaire Mastermind getting all this done. If you'd like our help walking through this, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There is a free on-demand training I've made with the 5 shifts that you need to really grow a cleaning company that works. And once you get that done, hey, Arlis, good to have you. Once you go through that, you'll have the opportunity to get on the phone with us and have us walk you through and clarify where you're at now, where you want to go, and create a plan to get you there. So I really want to encourage you. Most of the folks I talk to have not done this, and they say things like, man, I had such big dreams. I love my cleaning company. I was so passionate when I first started, but now I hate it. And when they're really honest, they go, I've had days or weeks, sometimes months, where I just wanted to sell and it's not even worth anything because all I do is work. And that really, certainly there's strategies and plans and there's all sorts of stuff that we teach that can help fix that. But nothing's going to work until you're crystal clear on where you're at now, where you want to be, why that's important, and then you can put together a plan to get there. But if you're going to tolerate, like, I'll just work, and do whatever my business demands of you, it'll demand everything: your life, your money, your time, your future, your time with your kids, everything that you got in this business to get time freedom and money freedom and impact, it'll take all that away from you. So the antidote to that, the way you protect yourself, is really being clear on where you're at now, where you want to be. Again, why that's important is so huge because we work with people all the time, and the difference, our systems work, our processes work, the mindset help we give you, it all works, but it only works if you do. And we found the reason people don't work is the fear of change or doing something different is greater than the fear of staying the same. So the antidote for that is being crystal clear on exactly what you want and why that's important, being all out committed to getting there. And if I can't see my kid and the impact I'm going to make and the people I'm going to be able to serve as clearly as I need to, oftentimes when something gets hard and I'm going to grow or do something scary or step out of my comfort zone or invest in myself or just do anything that's hard, I'm not going to do it unless I have that clear picture of the freedom I want and what kind of life and impact I want this business to do. So I'm going to encourage you, Cleaning Nation. I know this has been kind of a somber one, not a somber one, but not, I mean, I'm in my hotel room, I'm trying not to scream and be, loud like I usually am. So it's a little lower energy, but really, really important to be clear on where you're at, where you want to be. Again, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, on top of all the hundreds of hours of free coaching and blogs and podcasts and YouTube videos, there's the on-demand training that we did right at the top. Sign up for that. It's completely free. It'll walk you through the 5 shifts that you need. And then again, at the end, you'll have the opportunity for us to walk you through where you're at now, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan to get there. So thank you so much for hanging for us. We'll talk. TJ says real quick, I'll answer a couple questions before we go. When looking at your average monthly income per customer, should it be your monthly minimum? No. So that's the other thing, is sometimes we're going to look at our goals and realize, man, I'm going to have a higher monthly for this. So for me not to need hundreds of clients, I'm going to have to upgrade my clients. So just because your average, there's two numbers you're going to look at: your average now, which is just all the clients that you have divided by, or all the revenue you have divided by number of clients. So I understand some are big, some are small, more so in the commercial commercial side. The residential is in a kind of a tighter band. The commercial, you might have a $200 a month client and a $20,000 a month client. So for the residential, you might have like, you know, the lowest one being a couple $100 and the highest one being $300 or $400. So no, we're not going to go with our minimum. We're going to go with our average. So you take your total revenue. So say you're doing $20,000 a month now and you've got 81 customers. Let's see, 21,000 divided by 81. Divided by 81, that would be like, okay, my average customer value right now is $259, $260. So you could use that. I typically like to go, especially on the commercial side, with who I'm looking for. So if I'm going to make a plan, because again, this is going from being reactive, like whoever, this is the clients that show up and they're not enough to really, they don't pay enough, they don't pay on time, they complain, blah, blah, but that's who shows up. So instead of just assuming I'm going to get more of those, we're going to take charge and go, what clients would I need to hit the goals that I want for my time and my life and my money? So I'm going to decide the client, the quality and caliber of clients I need, not just in monthly revenue, but people that appreciate my work and how I serve them and care about my services and understand the value I bring. So I'm going to do my math based on the current client the perfect client I'm going to attract, not the clients that I'm attracting now, and certainly not the minimum. So hopefully that answered your question, TJ. All right, guys, gals, really good to hang out with you. Thursday, we're gonna talk to Kai, one of our mindset coaches, and he's gonna blow you away with all sorts of cool stuff with that. Go to growingcleaningcompany.com right now if you are committed to knowing exactly where you're at, where you want to be, and let us help you come up with a plan to make sure that this isn't just another one of those things where you're like, I tried hard, I worked hard, but nothing ever worked out, and I had to go back and get a job, or I didn't have the life that I want. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check out all the amazing offers that we have, or not offers, but content and things and tools that we give you to grow your business, and get to work. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.